KX93.5 is Laguna's only FM radio station. I am Jason Feddy, broadcasting every day from 10 till 3 from our Pearl Street studios here in Laguna Beach, California. Lots of content to be found at kx935.com, kx935.com. Before you go there mining the archives, listen to this. It's my interview with LA duo Sometimes We Sing Together from 2014. Enjoy, it's fabulous stuff from KX93.5.
Slow it goes, slow it goes. In the middle, the only one. Brittle bones, show your ghost. I can feel it getting close. And it won't stop running, running. And you can't stop crying, crying. Even though you're trying, trying, trying hard. A voice keeps calling, calling. And you can't keep quiet, quiet. Even though you're trying, trying, you're trying hard. Precious stone, white and gold. You don't need your fortune told. Carve your way back in clay. Nothing lost and nothing gained.
My audience have all heard that before, and they're all going, all right, Jason, whatever. But I did it for you. It's not for the people listening. Isn't that great? You see, because otherwise, what Tyler does, he just claps.
Yeah. Right,
and that just sounds ridiculous to me.
I love that so much better.
Just like the slow clap.
Right.
The golf clap, I think. Yeah.
You know, what? No, no. So anyway, fantastic. So what's the name of the song again?
Lantern.
Lantern. Sometimes We Sing Together. Okay, it's 93.5. And I'm glad you do sing together sometimes, because you're playing tonight at the Marine Room.
Yes.
That's fun. Okay, there's lots to say about you guys. So where do I begin? Let's talk about your careers. Ashley, it was Ashley Haney and Trey Lockerbie.
Correct.
But now you got married. So what are you now?
Ashley Lockerbie.
Have you changed? You did. You took his name, did you?
I did, and it's so weird to say it because I haven't been saying it really.
It's a week old.
Yeah.
Right. So, it will be weird when you have to sign it.
I know.
And you'll forget.
I know. I'll be like Ashley Haney Lockerbie.
My wife didn't. She wouldn't take my. My wife took my first name.
Oh really?
No. Not really. No.
It's not the other Mrs. Pickles.
She's Jason. Now, no.
Jason and Jason.
No, she's an actress, so she kept her thing. But you've done your own thing. This is why you say sometimes we sing together, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us a bit about what you've been up to, Ashley.
Well, I was actually a backup singer for Rihanna for about 4 years.
She was a backup singer for Rihanna, everybody. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
How'd you get that gig?
Well, I went to music school in L.A., and a friend of mine who I went to music school with, Kevin Hastings, he's a piano player, very, very talented keyboard player and producer. He was hired about 2 weeks before I was as her keyboard player. And then they were holding auditions for backup singers, and the MD, the musical director, asked all the band members to call people in, and
he called me. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense because of what we were talking about before we even came on. Because the whole thing about being in a band and being a backup singer anyway, mm-hmm. for sure, is you've got to be able to hang.
Totally.
So if the keyboard player suggests you, mm-hmm. not only are you talented, but you're somebody that he would be happy to sit on a bus with
exactly.
for 12 hours while you're driving yes. through exactly. Wisconsin.
Yes.
And that's so important.
Because that is so much of the job. It's like 80% of the job.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
It's
you
so,
know,
yeah.
So there you go. That's a stupid question for DJs to ask. What advice would you give to young people, blah, blah, blah? Isn't it the most important thing? Be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice. Absolutely.
Be nice or
be cool.
Shut up.
Yeah. Be cool and just maintain your friendships with the people that you meet at in your bands and at school, because those are the people who are going to go on to be successful later, and you can all come up together, you know.
Right,
if
absolutely.
You're lucky.
Yeah. What about you, Trey? You've been doing stuff too, mate.
I started out tour managing and then getting gigs playing guitar and then hopefully eventually opening for those people, and worked with Linka, still do. She's an Australian artist. We just played Largo and sometimes we sing together. Got to open for her in Los Angeles and that was great. And, you know, Josh Kelly and a few other people. But yeah, a lot of the same kind of background.
Trey is really modest about his songwriting abilities, but he's a very talented songwriter and has gotten tons of his songs placed with other artists.
I should marry this woman, shouldn't I?
Oh.
Well, she's your champion, dude. That's what she needs to be. You know? So you've had some placing too with other artists. Are people who's still doing that?
Songwriting other artists? Or?
Yeah, I mean, apart from in the country world, is that still happening in pop? You see, more and more these days, people write their own stuff, don't they?
Oh.
No.
You may say that. Not at all.
Really?
No, not at all.
And do you care about the credit? Will somebody say, I'll take this song, but I want my name on it? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends. It's case by case, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not always proud of every song you write, so maybe you're happy to give one away.
I don't need the credit. I just want the money. Yeah. Just give me the money. Wow. Will you play us another song? Play another song for us?
Let's do it.
On KX93.5, Sometimes We Sing Together. When you're ready, guys.
Yeah, this is the first song we wrote, I think, called Pyramids.
Let's blow far away down the road, past the grave. Let's swim in the lake in our clothes, renew our faith. Let's hide in the shade, drink our fill, lemonade. Here's the time, chasing trains and calling out each other's names. There's no depth that I wouldn't dive for you. No pyramid I couldn't climb for you. Climb for you. Ooh, yeah. Let's find my entrail. Catch the wind in our sails, flying high o'er the sea, wings of wax, just you and me. Let's blow far away down the road past the grave.
Some super fans outside.
I know, I couldn't, it's actually African screaming. I think it's ululation is what
right.
It's called.
Okay.
But I couldn't leave that one. It couldn't have one with loads of clapping and the other one not, because you'd have said, well, what was wrong with the second tune?
Right.
You know what I mean? Really wonderful stuff. Good songwriting, man. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Just really cool. I guess you guys are going to be churning out the hits.
As they say.
I hope so. So tell us about the kombucha.
All right.
Yes, Better Booch.
We started a kombucha company 3 years ago in an effort to kind of get off the road a bit and be more in control of our own schedules.
Well, that's normal. Everybody does that, right?
Sure.
When they're sick of their life and they want to make a change, they go, right, let's make kombucha.
Right. We figured, you know, we'll sell it the weekends. We'll sell it at farmers markets.
Naturally.
We'll make some money. We'll make a record with it. And
right.
It's just now turned into a full-time gig.
Because what we were naive to is the fact that in order to even sell anything at the farmer's market that's consumable, there are so many legal red tapes and hoops to jump through. So we were saying, well, if we're going to go through all this trouble, we may as well just go for it. And we had a couple local restaurants and cafes that wanted to carry it, so we just were like, okay, sure, we'll make more.
So, because you can't, obviously, if somebody's going to pass somebody's lips,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, you know, there's the FDA and the old God knows who else you've got to get through.
Sure.
A lot.
Right.
Yeah, so now we have a 5,000 square foot brewery in downtown Los Angeles, and we're in about 70 stores, and it's a good little project.
Yeah.
Well, more power to you.
Thank you.
You are special people. The music's beautiful.
And
we're very much excited that you're playing tonight.
We are too.
Looking forward to it.
And it just happened that a friend of mine knew of you, and because I called her and said, we need some bands and you're a hipster. She is a hipster, my friend Maggie, and she's done so.
We are super obscure, so this worked out beautifully.
She's awesome.
She hangs out at Largo and just, you know, she's all pretentious with a, I don't know, book of poetry and whatever, some coffee shop in Los Feliz. She's thinking of growing a big handlebar mustache. Did you know that?
Oh, really? No. It suit her.
Sit right in.
So, but she turned me on to you guys, and wow, what a find. Thank you very, very much for coming
Thank
in.
You. Thank you for having us.
That's Ashley and Trey, now Lockerbie.
Correct.
Yes.
We're the Lockerbies.
You're the Lockerbies. Wow.
You can call us Ashtray for short. It's easy to remember.
Ashtray. I wish I'd thought of that. Darn it.
That was funny.
It's Cakes 93.5. Thanks again. Sometimes we sing together at the Marine Room tonight. Better get down there about 9-ish, 9:30. Just to make sure you're going to get a seat there in the new room at the back. And your $5 donation at the door goes entirely toward the radio station and paying the bands.
We'll have some better booch there for you to check out.
Are you going to bring some with you?
We'll bring some better booch for the audience.
All right. Well, you probably can't. You probably, they won't like it if you sell it there. But
right,
if you
no.
But if somebody gives you a little elbow in the side and goes, psh, got any booch?
Find it in a dark alley.
Right. Yeah. Down the side of the place. Thanks again. All right. It's Cakes 93.5.